Oi?
Good day, how are you?
Good day, I'm fine, and you?
I'm fine. Where are you from? Where are you right now? Hello?
I'm in Ghana now, here. Yeah, I'm in Ghana.
All right. Well,
And you?
I'm Germany, but I'm from Cameroon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's great.
What you doing
It's
in
great.
Germany?
I'm studying. I'm a
Oh,
student.
okay. Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
but I do music also.
Oh, okay.
So
That's great.
I just wanted somebody to like inspire me on something.
Of
So
course. Why not?
yeah.
That's what we are there for, right? For each other,
Yeah.
motivate, to encourage, to inspire.
So I thought this
You
was a good
know?
topic to pick. So
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
all ears.
What's your real name?
Brian, my name.
Brian. Okay, that's a beautiful name. Seriously, to
Yeah,
start with,
thank
your
you.
name is nice.
Thank you.
And it's great to talk to you. It's afternoon here actually. It's 1:24 p.m. And I
So,
just came
yeah.
back from work.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's good to have you at the other side, you know.
Yeah.
What I want to say is that, you know, life is full of everything. Good, bad, ups, downs, and other things, right? But what is most important is what you make out of those things, those experiences, those circumstances, those misfortunes, those things, what you make out of it. That is the most important thing. Now,
Okay.
it starts with what you really want to be, what you really want to do. You know, what we are discussing, success at do. Now,
Yeah.
if you don't do you don't become successful. You have to do what you feel want, like doing. Like, you will have to do what you want to do. Not because someone is doing it. Not because someone told you to do it. Not because it is trendy. Not because that is the ish. No. But is that what you, the inside of you, want to do? I listened to it and it was talking about the fourth D. You know, we have three Ds now. We have
Yeah.
the three dimension, and he was talking about the fourth. And by his explanation, he was talking about the inside of you. When you are quiet and you are reading something, you hear it in your mind. You understand? So
Yeah.
that voice you hear inside of your mind is the fourth D. And normally, when that is at work, that means you are yourself. That is the real you, who you are. When you are quiet, you can laugh, you can think aloud, you can say so many things to yourself without opening your mouth, and that is you. So when you're doing something that does not connect with that person, that you, then Brian, you are not doing you, and you can't be successful. You've got to do you. Do what you want to do. The program you're doing, it should be something you want to do. Why did you leave Cameroon for Germany? Just to study or to do what? That should be a passion. That something should have driven you to invest money, to take that huge sum of huge amount of money to buy forms, to fill it, to get your tickets, to get your visa, to go to school, to pay fees, and to study. Is that what the real you want to do? Now, when you do that, you get full satisfaction of whatever you're doing, even if it is not paying right now. Let me tell you, I love to teach, and that's what I'm doing right now. I teach. It's not that it's so conducive, it's not that it's so convenient, it's not that it is so lucrative, but I was taught. I am. I am not saying everybody should be a teacher, but that's what I want to be. I want to be a teacher. I want to impart knowledge. I want to help the next president of my country. I want to teach the next prime minister of my country. I want to teach the next member of parliament of my constituency. I want to teach the next assemblyman. I want to raise up kids that will be able to face the world in the nearby future. And that is why I love to teach you. So that our pay is so beautiful. No, sometimes you would have to even spend on the kids. But because of the love I have for it, and because that makes me feel like I am being me, I'm doing what I love to do.
Okay.
I don't feel with shame. You understand?
Yeah, but what if what you love to do is something you are not able to afford? For example, I was able to afford my fees or the visa fee or whatever to come to Germany. But if somebody really wants to study in Germany and is not able to afford that to come to Germany, and what he wants to study maybe is not taught in Cameroon or in Ghana or wherever. So you are forced to do something else because you cannot afford what you want to do. How will you succeed?
Yeah. We call something, I understand what you're saying. We call something small beginnings. You understand? Before these big entrepreneurs became big entrepreneurs, they started from somewhere. They are beginnings were small. There are so many channels through which you can go to get to your goal. You understand?
Yeah.
If, for instance, if you want to be a doctor, you just don't graduate from senior high school and become a doctor. There are people that would have to go through training college, because when you go to training college, you are paid after you have completed school whilst you're working. Some people go through that channel so that they can accumulate some income, put it down, and then cater for themselves when they want to go to the doctorate school or something. So you start from somewhere. You want to study in Germany, but you don't have the means. But you can get access to some job to do. Okay, start by doing that. Start saving. Know how to manage your income. And then save. At the right time, when you have accumulated an amount, you can leave to do whatever you want to do. You don't have to indulge yourself in anything bad. You don't have to do anything under pressure just to get what you want immediately. Great things take time. So you start from somewhere. Start small. You want to own a big company, but you have to start from a tabletop. You want to be the biggest CEO in Africa. You have to be somebody's errand boy, errand girl for a while. You have to learn. You have to humble yourself. You have to be patient to go through the process.
But also,
what matters is your destination in mind. You don't lose focus of where you're going to. That is the most important thing.
Yeah, but also,
whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I'm getting. Go on.
Whatever you're doing, you've got to put your destination in the inside of your head. If you know you want to go to Germany from Cameroon, and the plane makes a transit somewhere, you don't stop in that country because it has stopped. You don't do that. You walk around, come back to sit in the plane or the other one, and then you move to Germany. You understand?
Yeah.
So sometime on the route, you might be made to stop. Some things might block you. Some things you might stumble upon some things, but that is nowhere you want to be. So you focus on where you're going to, and then you go.
But also, we are humans, and age is not on our side. There's some people, somebody might want to be a ship mechanic, for example. And before he ever gets the money to come and study in Germany or study somewhere else, to afford the course or the quality of us be doing something like a practical.
Do you know there is nothing called impossible? Do you know something like that? I mean, there is nothing impossible. There is nothing that no one can do. That is why people break set records. You understand? Mm-hmm. That is why that thing is there, setting records and breaking records. Even in your old age, something you're meant to do, something you want to do, you can do it. Just that, as you realize this is my passion, this is what I want to do, you work towards it. It doesn't matter the time. I'm telling you, in my country, there are people who are way, way, way above the ages they are supposed to be in school, but they come back to school. They may be numerous years of age behind, but they still come back. And I'm telling you, the applause people give to those people, it will marvel you. So what is the most important thing is focusing on where you're going. It doesn't matter the time. You might set a record that other people would want to follow. You might break a record that somebody would also want to break it, and it will set some sort of standard for people to follow. So, Ryan, age doesn't matter. What matters is your will. When there is a will, there is a way. You know that. Yeah. So, whatever you want to be. And education has no end. Education, it hasn't got an end. Whatever you want to do, you can do, provided you have life, you can do it.
Yeah.
It is only humans that sometimes set limits for themselves, that there are some programs they expect these people within this age to do. But when you have proven yourself worthy, laws are made to be broken. Rules are made to be broken. And when you have given them the reason to make them break their rules, they wouldn't have any option than to break them for you, because that is what you want to do. You understand that?
Yeah, I get you.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do, stay focused. Let it be in your heart. Let it burn you every morning, every evening before you go to bed. Let it burn you inside of your heart, and you can achieve it. You work towards it. If it's about saving, you save towards it. If it's about learning, you learn towards it. And if it's about getting experience, yes, get it all. Get it all, anyhow, anywhere, anytime. Just get it. It's going to help you in whatever you want to do. Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much, Vera, for your inspiration this morning, or this afternoon. I see. Thank you very much. I'm super grateful I could find somebody to talk to. Thank you. Take care. Teach well. And I wish we talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I wish we talk once more again. And by the way, your picture is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too, dear. Yeah.